Is sugar toxic? Some researchers, wait for it, say it's as bad for you as booze and cigarettes, and they want sugar regulated. Senior medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen is following this new report. How regulated?
Pretty regulated. I mean, these people, it's a little bit radical. It's a little bit out there. It's three researchers writing in Nature, which is a very prestigious journal.
Okay.
And they say, hey, we consider booze and cigarettes a sin, right? So let's have a sin tax on foods with added sugar. We're not talking about apples and stuff like that, but you know, that would be really radical. But with processed sugar, added sugar, why not have a tax? And here's the one that really got me. What? Why not make it so that you have to be 17 to buy soda?
So a tax and an age restriction, just like I said, on alcohol and on cigarettes.
Right. And you can imagine what the sugar industry thinks of this.
No.
Okay, so I got to tell you, because they're obviously not crazy about it. They say, yeah, we've got an obesity and some serious health problems in this country. But they say, don't blame us. It's a combination of a whole bunch of foods. And to quote them, they say, to label a single food as the one and only problem misinforms, misleads, and confuses consumers. So that's what the sugar industry
has to
say.
Okay, so they're saying,
don't just blame us. Right?
Okay,
exactly.
What is it that is so bad about added sugar?
I mean, there is no question that there are studies that show that added sugar can help make you obese, which is a problem, and also can help lead to something called the metabolic syndrome, which in turn can help lead to heart disease and diabetes. So, I mean, there are issues, not just with the processed sugar per se, but just the sheer amount of it that's in the foods that we eat every day.
Okay, but realistically, we are going to have it. So how much is okay to have on a daily basis?
We went to the American Heart Association to get their opinion on how much processed sugar is okay. And I was actually sort of surprised because they said no more than approximately 100 to 150 calories a day. So what that means is that you drink this glass of lemonade, that is your processed sugar for the day. That's it.
So that lemonade has added sugar in it?
This lemonade has added sugar in it. I got this from a popular fast food place just downstairs from where we are right now. And this has as much sugar as you're supposed to have in an entire day, according to the American Heart Association.
Okay, how much are we really having, though? That's the question. You could probably